59-59, 3 minutes exactly to go in this ball game, and we have overtime. And you could not ask for a finer ball game.
The Bulldogs, there's been a lot asked of them, are asked to go at least 3 more minutes. They've come a long way, and they've got 3 minutes more to go. And who knows, maybe 3 more after that. We'll have to wait and see. And now, we're having Mr. Stevens, who's in charge of this tournament, under the direction of Mr. Burke, talking with the public address system. Here we go, the jump in the overtime. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by Carver. Carver with the momentum. Willis to McFauley. Willis out front to Rouse, to Whitaker, in underneath to Smith. Smith to McFauley from 3 feet, it's good. 61-59, Carver by two. 2:40 left in the initial overtime. Bonifay across the timeline. Dribbles to the head of the key. Works it around. Bounce passes to Charlie and a foul, and it'll be on Whitaker. And that will be his fourth. Reuben Whitaker has committed his fourth personal. So now Carver in foul trouble. Charlie at the line with a 1-1. Charlie with 23 points. Can hit it for 25 and tie the game. Shot is up. It's good. What pressure, Charlie, for a junior. He is exhibiting the most cool, if you want to call it. I don't care what you want to call it, but he's got it. 61-60. 24 points for Anderson. 25 points for Anderson on a tie ball game. 2:30 remaining in the overtime. 61-61. Rouse across the timeline to the head of the key. He works right. Tries to go behind the screen. Stops his dribble. Now comes to Willis out front. Willis trying to go. Has the ball stolen by Prince to Peek. Peek across the timeline. Richard being double-teamed now has the ball stolen by Willis. Willis's layup is blocked by Charlie Anderson. Rouse with the ball. Shoots from 20 feet. No good. Rebound is by Rouse. Turnaround 10-footer is up. No good. Rebound is Charlie Anderson. And a foul. And it'll be on McFauley. His third. Carver getting in foul trouble now. And Charlie Anderson with 25 points goes to the line. This place is, you can feel it. It's running all through the crowd. It's just like a big shock going through everybody. They're on their feet. They're buzzing. And Charlie, at the midst of all of this, is at the line and sinks his shot. 62-61. Charlie Anderson has 26 points. A chance for his 27th. Second shot is up. It's going to be short. Rebounded by Prince. Turnaround 5-footer is no good. In and out as it rimmed out. Tough break for Mark Smith. They've got a 1-point lead with 1:50 remaining. Rouse to Whitaker on the right side. Back to Rouse. Back to Willis. Willis to McFauley at the baseline. He can't go. To Willis, to Rouse. They work it around well. Whitaker from 15 feet. It's good. 63-62. Carver by one. A minute 35 remaining in this ballgame. Bonifay across the timeline. Working. Drives to the left corner. Comes to Prince. Prince from 15 feet. Boom! 64-63. Mark Smith by one. Rouse at the head of the key. Goes right. Back now to Rouse, to Willis. Willis fakes a shot, drives in, takes a 5-footer. No good. Rebound is by McFauley. Or make it Reuben Whitaker. His shot is up and in. 65-64. There's 1 minute left in the first overtime. Bonifay across the timeline to the head of the key. Works around. Bounce pass to Charlie. Charlie's turnaround shot is up and a foul. And it'll be on Smith, and that's all for Marshall Smith. That is five. Let's see if we're right. Yes, it is. 5 fouls on Marshall Smith. And the big man, the 7-footer, Leonard, checks back in. He has 4 fouls also. I can quit telling you he's at the free throw line. It's Charlie Anderson again. Charlie standing in on a 1-1. Shot is up. It's good. I believe he could stand there all night and hit them. 65-65, tie ball game. A lot of fives up, 55 seconds remaining. 27 points for Charlie. No, the second shot is not good. Whitaker clears the board, and now the coach Jones for Carver calls a timeout with 49 seconds left in the first overtime. Carver, 65, Mark Smith, 65.
65-65, 49 seconds. Not a man, woman, child has left this place.
Nobody's leaving Alexander Memorial Coliseum. The only thing they're doing, only motion, is standing up and the clapping by the fans of each ball club and the cheering. 49 seconds, Carver's ball in the front court. So, my friends, they did it once before. They're going to do it again. You can count on it. Will Mark Smith foul them. They're in it again out front with the three men out, just passing the ball around. 35 seconds. Rouse to Willis, to Rouse. Rouse signaling a man to go under, McFauley. 30 seconds. Rouse to Whitaker, to Rouse. Out near the half-court line. Back to Rouse as they try gradually to work it in closer and closer. Willis with it. 15 seconds. Willis with the ball. Leonard, the big man, underneath. They'll probably try to get it to him. Rouse to Whitaker. Here it is to Leonard. His shot is up. It's no good. Rebound. Out of bounds. And it's Mark Smith's ball with 2 seconds. And they'll take a timeout. It won't hurt them because if they have another overtime, they'll have two more timeouts. Timeout with 2 seconds left in the first overtime. Mark Smith, 65. Carver, 65.
65.
I'm glad you and me aren't coaches because we're out there trying to map out some strategy and we can't agree on anything.
Dill, I don't know. It's a heartache, I'll tell you.
If my heart gets beating any faster, I'm going to have to take
it. You know, it's very... I was listening to the Georgia ball game the other night.
Exactly
like it. Maybe where's Maravich now?
I don't know, but I hope the Bulldogs come out on top like the other Bulldogs did.
And the Tigers. This is the Tigers and the Bulldogs like the other night, but let's hope it's opposite this time.
Comes a long pass. It goes to Prince. Prince, what is this? They take a timeout as they get it across the half-court line. Good move by Mark Smith. They had a long pass from Bonifay. Across the half-court line there. They get the ball in the front court with 1 second on the clock. The clock will not start until somebody controls it. Just because the ball comes in does not mean the clock will start. Just because somebody touches the ball does not mean the clock will start. Somebody has to have actual control.
Here, I'll say, they're going to throw it straight for the basket and hope Charlie can chip it in.
That's right.
That's all I know. I don't know, Mac. I can't take much of it.
One of the officials, I don't think he can take it either. He's leaning on the goalpost on the end, looking like had his head over his hands, like, what did I do to get in?
We had one arrive as the cardiac kids a couple of years ago. Well, Mark Smith is definitely taking that role this year. 65-65, a second to go. This ball game being brought to you over WMAZ Radio, 940 on your dial, with offices and studios in the Bankers Building in downtown Macon. And let's see, we have a big one.
We want a foul. They're going to work. They're going to try to pass it, as he said, to Charlie. I imagine. Let's see what they've done. This is it. 1 second on the clock. Bonifay will toss it in the front court for Mark Smith. Let's see if he tries to throw it beneath the basket. He does. To Charlie. Charlie's shot is off as the buzzer sounds. It's no good. We're in another overtime.